Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You look like you're singing in the booth, and I look like a four-year-old at a wedding dancing.
Yeah, you're having a good time, though.
I'm just chasing the light.
He's gonna burn off so much energy.
Do you know how much cake I just had?
I'm gonna let him just dance his little heart out.
They have mints at the tables.
It's so sporadic, the things that he's doing. But like, look, he's having fun.
Maybe take the fork out of his left hand.
Don't let him hurt himself. Aw, he's dancing.
I miss those days. I used to DJ a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
And you would just, it was the lovely grandparents who wanted to leave, and the little kids would always dance first.
Yes.
Right?
And then I would have. The grandparents are like, get me out of here.
Yeah, it's getting loud.
Yep.
And it's past my bedtime, but I wanted to see my granddaughter get married.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had to adjust the playlist accordingly.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of work the up-tempo, maybe bluer lyric songs in a little bit later.
Do you remember that as a kid? Like, let's go. Okay, it's a party now. Let's dance. Where is everybody?
Yes.
Like.
Well, you get to wear an outfit.
Yeah.
That's the cool, like, things you wouldn't, like, all of a sudden I'm wearing a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids in bow ties, by the way, adorable.
So cute.
Love it.
So cute. I just remember as a kid, like, being so free, like, where you just didn't care. Like, me and my cousins would be on the dance floor.
Just running around?
Like, yeah, well, why are none of the adults dancing yet? Like, this is the time. Let's
go. I don't even think I considered the adult component. I just figured it was for me.
Yeah.
Right?
This is our
party. The
cake,
for me. The lights on the floor, for me.
I am so glad that my Uncle Bill got married for me.
I don't even understand the concept of marriage right now. But I do understand going to a party.
This is a great party.
Yes.
I'm enjoying myself.
At the age of 5 or 6, that's all you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you're in it, you don't get it.
Big fancy party.
Yeah.
I think it's for me.
My job is to walk this thing up or throw flowers on the ground and then don't cry and get back to my parent.
Yes.
That's my job today.
My whole goal was just to be near the pretty lady. You know, whether it was like homecoming attendant or like the bride, whatever, you just wanted to be near the pretty lady in the big dress.
I don't think my first wedding as a member of the team, I was a candle lighter. So I was probably in the 10, 11, 12 year old range.
Mm-hmm.
That's the appropriate age for fire. They gave me fire.
At 10, that's the appropriate age for fire.
Once you hit double digits, fire is allowed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 10.
That sounds right.
But now that I've said that, every wedding I can think of since that, I've never seen candle lighters.
You haven't?
No. Have you?
I guess I don't even think about it. They're just lit.
It's just the way our church worked.
I don't even think about what children should be lighting these candles. They're just lit.
The service would always start by walking. There would be two candle lighters. And we would be wearing, it's almost like altar boys.
Like, as a bride, I never asked a child to light candles for me.
Which is the smarter move.
I mean, yeah.
If you think about it.
The candles were just lit.
Yeah, no. In this version, I believe I was 11. And I, along
wait,
with...
Wait, wait, wait. Yeah, you just grew a year?
Well, now I think about it, I think I was 11 when she got married.
Okay.
I feel like that was a little more responsible at 11 than 10. And yeah, they suit you up. They give you the little long stick.
Yeah.
It's got the snuffer and the wick on it.
Yeah.
And you can adjust it.
Uh-huh.
And you walk down the aisle as slow as possible. And then you don't trip on the stairs.
No, 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 no.
That's reinforced multiple times by your parents.
Don't trip.
And then you do that weird, like, you tip it.
Yep.
And you light the candles.
Yep.
And then you out your flame, and then you set them on the front pew. And then you're done until you go back up and put out the candles.
And you mostly just stand there until it's time to take out the light.
That's mostly, that was my job.
Yeah.
It's one of my first weddings I was ever in.
Wow.
Candle lighter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know that was a job you could have.
Well, and ever that, I don't remember a lot of candles at weddings. Or they were pre-lit.
They're just there.
Yeah.
Nobody ever thinks about the candle lighter.
Was I the opening act?
I think you. They were like, we need something for him to do. Tell him he's the candle lighter.
Wait. Were they already lit? Did I just go through the motions? Was it a big pantomime?
Tell him he's the candle lighter and it's a very important job.
I believed it.
Yeah, you bought it.
Me and my buddy Aaron, we did it together, two of us. Yes.
There was two of you?
Yeah, and we were both very rambunctious. So I think you're right. This was a ploy.
It was to calm you down
and give us something to do.
Yeah.
It was the activity book of weddings.
That was next level.
This is screen time back in the olden days. It's called lighting candles.
Hey, Eric, I need you to light some candles for me.
Okay. I can help?
Yeah. I need you to light this Monday candle.
Is this the most important role today? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be back. I got to go put on my robes.
Yeah. Put on this robe and light this Monday candle with me, okay? We're going to get it started. And oh my word. I just found a new product that I thought it was a joke.
Okay.
As well. The candy company Trolley, they do
gummy worms. Yes.
Mostly gummy worms, but they do like the frogs and stuff too. They do gummies. They debuted a new kind of food for them.
Okay.
They got into popsicles.
Nice. Makes sense.
It is.
It's like fruit-flavored gummies. Might as well do a frozen version of that, right?
You can do that.
You already have the flavors.
Except they're doing kind of like a hybrid version. It's not just a popsicle. It's like a gummy popsicle.
Okay.
So it kind of wiggles on the stick.
Yeah.
It's becoming a hit on social media because people are doing videos of themselves eating these gummy popsicles that are on sticks wiggling around. They look a little dirty.
Do they look like gummy worms?
No. They look floppy, though.
I'm going to just, you tell me when to stop. I'm just going to move right there.
Stop. Yeah. Right, it's like a popsicle
that's
size.
That's the width.
It's a popsicle. Right. No, that's
the length.
It's popsicle. Yeah.
And now I'm going to.
Yeah, it's popsicle.
There's the circumference.
Yeah, like that red.
But it wiggles?
But it wiggles.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it an animal?
I don't know how they made it or what it's made of. Like,
did they get the mold from another company that sells other products?
I don't know.
That come to your houses in brown paper bags? Is that how it goes?
I don't know how, if they're marketing this to children, but it just, it looks.
First, it was the Wicked website on the Mattel dolls, and now the gummy worm people are getting into dirty popsicles? Yeah. What's happening?
I don't know, but just beware, okay?
I think people are just bored.
It's got to be it. It's got to be it.
People are just bored.
Ooh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know what? I'm still kind of feeling good about last night. Because last night we had a little bit of an old-fashioned family game night.
And apples to apples.
No. We don't have that game,
Your house seems perfect for apples to apples.
I would agree with you on that. And in fact, you know what? I'm going to write that down as a Christmas idea.
That's a great idea.
Because we went to, I think my daughter went to a friend's house. And she was like, have you heard of this game, apples to apples? It's so much fun. I was like, you've never played apples to apples? Child, I'm sorry. I felt really bad. So we've got to improve on that. No, we started with a board game thing. It's called Blank Slate. Everybody has a little marker board.
Yeah.
And there's like cards and it's like, oh, blank. And then fill in the blank.
Fudge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But you have to try to match with people.
But it's with kids.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But oh, my.
Yes. You have to try to mind meld with people.
So
in
it's
a
little like match game.
Kind of, yes. Okay. It's almost exactly match game.
Fun.
Yeah. So that was a fun game at first. And then we got goaded by the youngest. She's like, you guys, it's the time of year. It would be perfect to play hide and seek in the dark.
Dark hide and seek?
Have you ever played hide and seek in the dark?
It's like flashlight tag?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just play hide and seek, but you play in the dark.
Sweet.
The lights are off. It is very hard to find people because they're hiding, like, and you can't see them because it's also dark.
What are the rules of your house? Are all rooms available and all floors?
Well, we weren't sure how our dog was going to react to the game. So we started with everybody but one person play to keep the dog calm.
Got it.
And then we were just playing upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody played because the dog didn't really care.
Good.
Turned out. So it actually turned out to be a lot of fun. I was like, oh, honey, I've got a headache. And my husband was like, I don't really feel like playing this. But then it turned out to be a lot of fun.
You were denying joy to your children?
Yeah, because we're old and not fun. But it ended up being a lot of fun. So kudos to Cora for getting us all to play hide and seek in the dark.
Now, will this continue through the holiday season?
It'll continue for the winter.
While the darkness comes early.
Yes.
We play hide and seek in the dark.
Yes, thanks to the time change.
Yeah. You should add the outdoors.
Outdoors?
Yeah. How fun would that be?
Oh, that would be cold.
That's okay.
You have to dress for it.
It's part of the fun. Just adding to the fun.
That's like, then you have to add flashlights to it.
Yeah.
Flashlight tag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
This sounds like I want to come over.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you'd have to go whole house.
By all means, including on the roof. Why not?
What?
Think of hiding. No one will find you ever.
How would you get? But the whole part is that it's in the dark. So you can hide in obvious places and they can't see you because it's in the dark.
Or not obvious places like the roof.
You can't come. You can't come.
I just got disinvited.
No, you got uninvited real fast.
Oh, blank.
Oh, blank.
Okay.
Can I help you?
On that note.
No, how can I help you?
Have you noticed? Depends on your friend group. It was a hard weekend for my pet-loving, pet-owning friends.
I did notice.
Cat passed.
Yeah.
Dog passed. And then another friend of mine, I think starting late last week, it was like a horrible touch and go, didn't know. That dog seems to be fine for now. But a decision will have to be made later.
Oh.
So I was just thinking, like, how do I share that? I get it. I'm a dog owner. I've been there before. How do you tell those that you love, besides just giving them the care emoji, that's like, hey, you got a friend? So I was thinking, like, how about this song?
That's nice.
Like, I'm there for you, right?
Yeah.
That's the wrong part of the song. It's a better part of the song. Well, that's not working, so we'll just delete that one.
What? You need like a emotional, but like pet related. Oh.
No.
That's true. That's
that's too sad.
That's way sad.
Also too sad.
But almost perfect.
I can't find the right one. Here's what I wanted.
Here's the thing. I think of the death of a pet is too sad.
It's too sad?
It's just, it's such a hard thing.
It's so sad you can't find a song for it?
Because you're already sad, and the song is going to make you even sadder.
But that's good. It's an emotional release. It's cathartic. I mean, when you cry it out, cry it all out.
So true.
And then you're empty of tears, and then you can move on.
And that's, then you're empty. Thanks, Eric. I'm empty.
All 97 Iowa Come and Go locations are getting a new name. The Iowa convenience chain, which has been under the name Come and Go since 75, sold to Maverick last year.
That's right.
So Maverick maintains 400 convenience stores across 13 states. The acquisition will make Maverick the 12th largest convenience and gas station chain in the country with around 800 locations. That's got to take some time. I do remember when Casey's just rebranded their own and all of those...
Yeah.
That kind of like old time general store turned into what still kind of looks like a chicken
store.
It's like the Weather Vane.
Yeah.
Right. But like, do you guys sell chicken now?
Yep.
Right. So, yep. Yeah, Come and Go's staying.
See, we're still not on board. Even after all this time, we're still like, why are you changing? I don't trust it.
Well, I can't wait. I don't even know what Maverick looks like. We'll see what the Maverick logo looks like.
And remember how long it took people to get adjusted and we're still not really adjusted?
My Come and Go growing up was kind of the dark brown and yellow. Did you have one? Yeah.
No, we didn't have one. We just had the local jeans.
Just called jeans?
It was jeans.
With a J or a G? Express
Mart. It was jeans.
Jean.
G. It was his name.
Jeans.
Yeah, jeans.
Yeah. We also had little Jenny's.
Was she there?
I don't know. I never met Jenny. Maybe because she was so small.
I have a feeling she was not.
I don't think she was there. Little Jenny. What? It was called Little Jenny's.
That's funny.
I love small town grocery convenience stores.
Yeah.
Jeans and Little Jenny's.
Yeah.
That's what we grew
Sweet.
Up doing. Yeah. Sports shorts. The 2024 Division III NCAA football championships will run through Cedar Rapids. Co-College is in the first round, and they're hosting.
Here?
Here. Bethel College will make the drive from Minnesota to take on the Cohawks of Co. noon, Clark Field, Cedar Rapids on Saturday, November the 23rd.
Welcome, Bethel. We look forward to beating you.
Come for the crunchberries, stay for the loss. Bethel College, welcome to Cedar Rapids. What's got us feeling all right? It seems a little early to be talking about RAGBRAI, but I gotta. RAGBRAI 52, scheduled July 19th to the 26th, just opened registration last Friday. Within the first few hours, they published a list of rider registration locations. So the big ones for Iowa, Des Moines and Cedar Rapids were near the top of the list. Nationwide, Philly, Chicago, Dallas, San Jose, Minneapolis, and Denver. People have already signed up for RAGBRAI from those towns. RAGBRAI also noted they're working with a cycling group from Hong Kong that want to come to Iowa later this summer. This year, by the way, I think they've done this every year for quite a while. They attach a statewide charity as well. So you register and then you can make an optional donation. The money's going to go to Honor Flight this year.
That's awesome.
So RAGBRAI Take Flight is the theme of this year for RAGBRAI. So all of the merchandise has kind of this airplane avionic look to it, but it's because the dollars go back to the Honor Flight. The route, by the way, will come up January 25th. That's the route party announcement for RAGBRAI. So these people are signing up also not having a clue where in the state they're going. Whether it's going to be hilly or flat, north or south.
Just blindly
they just know
up.
We're going river to river, and maybe we do it every year.
That's
but
cool,
they're already off to a great list for RAGBRAI 2025.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, they super hyped up this boxing match, and it turned out to be kind of a dud. 58-year-old Mike Tyson didn't really get out of first gear. 27-year-old Jake Paul was a little unwilling to finish the opponent that was almost twice his age. The fight went on for 8 rounds with Jake Paul winning by a unanimous decision.
I can't tell if the crowd's happy, sad, or like, yeah, no kidding.
Just,
They're like, we sat through 7 rounds we didn't need to sit through.
Exactly. It went on way too long.
At least they saw it.
At least they saw it. Because the really frustrating thing was 60 million people were trying to watch this live Netflix fight, and it was buffering or it was freezing. Couldn't really watch the fight. People were so mad at Netflix. Hashtag Netflix broken. Hashtag unwatchable. Hashtag buffering kept trending. And you know what? I had this same thing when I was trying to watch the live Love is Blind reunion special. Netflix, stop trying to do live stuff because you're bad at it.
Wasn't there an interview with Elon Musk that was supposed to be on Netflix, right? So what's their problem? They just don't anticipate it. Just anticipate everybody in the world's going to watch.
Imagine.
Have that capacity.
Millions of people are going to watch.
And you know what? Imagine 1 billion.
Yes.
Every show is going to have 1 billion people. And if, as long as you can do that, you're good to go.
Yes. Just, it's going to be more than you think it's going to be, okay? And your servers have to be able to account for that. Otherwise, just don't do it. Don't say it's going to be live. Film that stuff and then put it up. Do what you do best. You're really good at that. Stay in your lane, baby.
So is that everybody's Netflix? So for example, you wanted to watch the fight and I wanted to watch Hot Frosty.
Yeah.
Separate houses.
Yeah.
If we both log on at the same time, are we both buffering? Just because it could, because Netflix is Netflix, right?
Netflix is
Netflix. It's just a capacity issue.
I don't know.
Think of all the people who didn't get to watch Hot Frosty Friday night.
Oh, how awful.
I know.
Oh,
the horror, the humanity.
What if people just wanted to watch Hot Frosty?
Exactly.
Terrible. Mike Tyson tweeted, he's actually just lucky to be alive, by the way, going into the fight. He said, no regrets about getting into the ring one last time. He almost died in June. He had 8 blood transfusions. What?
What?
He lost half of his blood and 25 pounds in the hospital. He had to fight to get healthy.
What did he have?
What? So to experience to be in the ring one last time was good.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Good for you.
Glad to know that was a bucket list item, Mike Tyson.
Me too. Big announcement from Hollywood on Friday.
Bring out the tap dancers.
They finally found somebody to do it. Somebody's going to host the Oscars. Conan O'Brien. First time in his career, ABC announced Friday he's going to host the Oscars. He tweeted out, America demanded it. Now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars.
Do you think he just keeps asking and just keeps asking and just keeps asking? And it's like that girl that used to come to my house and want to play with my dogs. And
hey,
eventually,
can I play with your dog?
I gave in.
I don't know. Is that something that he seeks out, or they are like, hey, we need somebody who can handle this? Because they asked in July, they asked Jimmy Kimmel to do it again. He's like, nope, not going to do it again. They asked John Mulaney after he had a very funny segment at last year's Oscars, and he said, nah, not interested. And so they were kind of like back to the drawing board. Who are we going to ask? Who are we going to ask? Conan O'Brien currently has his own podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. He hosts the 2024 Max show, Conan O'Brien Must Go. So I don't know if it's just like who could handle a job like this.
I feel like I've seen him as a host of a major award show before. Maybe I'm just not remembering which one. Clearly not the Oscars.
He's never done the Oscars before. So we'll see how he does. 2025 Oscars.
Maybe
March
the Globes
2nd.
Way back when? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Another small piece of your childhood innocence being ripped from your memory banks. Popeye is becoming a horror movie villain. A movie simply called Popeye is expected to be released in January. It is not part of the Pooniverse. Remember that?
Yeah, the Pooniverse keeps growing.
The Pooniverse started with Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and it's kind of like we're going to grow it, and it's going to be all of like these different characters.
Yes.
They're going to be horror villains. But this Popeye is not part of the Pooniverse.
Okay.
Popeye is his own thing.
He's in the Popeyeverse.
Yes. It's described as a raunchy and gory slasher where Popeye attacks a group of counselors who are trying to open a summer camp.
Just no mask. It's just spinach, right?
It doesn't make any sense. What?
Why?
Summer camp? What,
you want it to make sense? Who cares?
Why is he attacking counselors who want to open a summer? That just sounds like classic horror movie.
You just have to watch to see why he's so mad. Maybe he was picked on as a kid at Popeye camp.
That's true.
Maybe he had a horrible run in the Navy.
He had a bad time.
We don't know. Maybe he lives on the lake where the camp's going and he doesn't like people.
That could be it.
Maybe
that could be
it's a large spinach farm.
Yeah.
And they're plowing all the spinach under to put in this summer camp. And Popeye is P.O.'d.
You're right. I need to reserve
the
judgment.
The first two letters of Popeye are P&O.
P.O.
Popeye.
I will say I did see pictures. He basically looks like John Cena.
Is it John Cena?
It's not.
Okay.
But he's just very, very cut and very, very buff and very, very angry. So just look for Popeye releasing in January.
Somebody is dying either by spinach.
Yes.
Or by can.
By a grown man's forearms,
or
I
just
think.
By forearm force.
Forearm strength.
One of those three ways people would die in this
strangled
movie.
Strangled by a man's forearms. I don't know.
He doesn't use his hands. He uses his forearms to kill. He's Popeye, the murder man.
That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
I bet it was for you, too. One of the best weekends since your last weekend.
Yeah. Good to have some time to yourself. Maybe it was a busy weekend. Maybe it was a weekend where you got to relax, catch up on some things. Whatever it is that you did. Well, you probably took a photo at some point.
That's where we ask that you post that photo right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. That's what we do. Let's get you the Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire pictures. Producer Ben will then kick off not only his, but we'll get to yours as well. I had a weird, busy and not so busy weekend.
Same.
Started Saturday as a volunteer at Theater Cedar Rapids. I mentioned we did a big fundraiser for the educational programs. It was called Enchanted Castle. And we invited little ones to dress up in their castle finest. And let me tell you, every prince and princess in Cedar Rapids owns some sort of regal wear. whether it was a Halloween costume, a prince or princess costume, or some people, I noticed Disney's Descendants, which are the kids of the villains.
Yeah.
Also, we got some of those costumes,
oh,
too.
Cool.
And then we had stations set through the lobby of TCR. So you came in, you made your own name tag. You got a little bag for all the goodies. We had face painting. We had glitter tattoos. You could decorate your own cupcakes. We had a little juice and lemonade station. Then we had crafting where they could make their own crowns. Then they stopped by my section, which was the storytelling section.
I'm trying to read. What is the book that you're reading?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
And then I'm actually the holding area because what got backed up was meeting Belle. So Belle was standing by. We had Studio U do all the photography. So every kid who went is going to get a professional grade photo with Belle. And then they had some other little fun tidbits as they left. But it was a lovely, we got there at 8:30. I think our first family showed up right before 9 and we got out at 1. Hundreds of kids came
through. Busy day.
It was a lot of fun.
Question.
Yes.
Is that the theater's hat or is that a hat that you just happen to own? Because it's kind of like a top hat, but it's also kind of not.
Everything Dancing Eric Hansen is wearing in that photo, Dancing Eric Hansen owns.
What is that hat?
It's a bowl. Nope. It's a hat.
What is that hat?
It's a hat of a castle librarian who works in the Enchanted Castle. Why are you questioning it? Why question it?
Where did you come by that hat?
I have hats at my house.
I'm a hat wearing fella.
I have lots and lots of hats, including that. That looks like the hat of like the coachman.
That's the hat of the castle librarian.
That's the hat of the castle librarian.
That's what
Why
he
do you
would
ask?
Wear.
The storyteller comes in a wainscot and a hat. And that was me. We read Goldilocks and the Three Bears. A lot of people wanted Sleeping Beauty. I read some Tangled stories.
Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, we had a ton of books. Wow. We were good to go. So that was my little nook at Theater Cedar Rapids for our Enchanted Castle experience, all part of Beauty and the Beast.
That's a lot of fun.
Just running through mid-December. Yeah. Let's move over to yours, which 90% of your picture's in the dark.
It is, mostly dark. It was it was nice and well lit, but perfect ambiance for our anniversary dinner. My husband and I went out Friday night, and it was so nice when you book a table at a local restaurant and you want it to be a special thing. So you tell them, hey, this is a special celebration. It's our anniversary. And the minute we walk in, the hostess is like, oh, hi, you guys. Happy anniversary.
Lovely.
And then you sit down and there's a little card that says happy anniversary. And the waiter says happy anniversary and welcome. Let's make this a special night. And then the person who is filling your water glass is the owner of the restaurant. And like, it was just such a cool, fun evening full of great local food and like all very fresh. It was so fun.
Do you guys sit next to each other at restaurants?
They sat us next to each other because they said it's our anniversary. So instead of sitting across from each other, we sat next to each other.
Did you like that or not like it?
It was nice. No, it was really good because otherwise we needed the candle to read.
Also, yes.
We're getting older. We needed the candle for light.
When I'm with groups, I like sitting across from Shannon, not next to her, so I can see her. And it bugs the heck out of her.
Really?
Why don't you want to sit next to me? I'm sitting adjacent. I'm across from you, but I can see you, and I can have a... It's easier to have a conversation face-to-face than side-to-side, is it not?
I think.
It's not like you're on a school bus.
Because we can kind of talk to each other and figure out what we wanted. And
if
then
you're sharing a menu... Yeah, I get that.
We also, like, we went crazy on the appetizers were so appealing and we were so very hungry. So we did a little bit of a craziness on the appetizers. And then it left more table space for the appetizers.
Because you were next. You had a whole zone in front of you. It was wide open.
Yeah.
That was the app landing zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Put another appetizer right over
we'll
here.
Take it all. The left side of the menu.
Yeah.
Two
yeah.
of each.
There you go.
Well, happy belated. And it looks like it was a lovely evening. We've got one more morning scramble photo to go. Producer Ben standing by. We're going to get into his bowling technique. And then all of your photos. And we got plenty. But there's plenty more. Just pop on over to the Z102.9 Facebook page or the Facebook app and upload your photo for One Shot Weekends.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
All right, so I was volunteering at TCR on Saturday. Claire had a lovely anniversary dinner on Friday night. We now go to producer Ben's photo, which looks like it's at a bowling alley.
I did go bowling over the weekend.
Okay, what kind of experience is this? It looks like there's a lot of lights.
It's global.
Global.
Which isn't as glowy and cool as I thought it was going to be.
It's because you got to watch the football games.
Yes.
Probably. So a lot of black light?
Yeah, I was picturing, like, all you're going to see is, like, the lane glowing and the pins and your bowling ball and... But, yeah, it was a lot lighter.
You're really into black light, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
You should see his dorm room.
They did have the Iowa State game on.
Oh, he's got one of those flags that's like, is that marijuana? Because it glows in the dark. Okay, so you, what game is this? This first game? This total?
No, that's at the very end when we're
all
done.
All right, so you scored 80 in your final game for a series of 286.
And 80 was one of my best scores.
Okay, well, good for you. Hmm. You had a strike in the fifth frame. I'm proud of you. You kind of ate ninth and tenth frame, not great. Let's talk about your friend A, though. A, two strikes in the 10th, closes out with a 120 and 450 pins for the match. Good for A.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
We played four games, so he averaged over 100 every single time.
Well, really good bowlers.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. What's your approach? Do you actually try to aim, or you just hurl and hope it hits?
I used to just hurl it at the pins, and then I was told one time you're supposed to aim at the little arrows.
The arrows on the floor are there to help.
Yeah, that helps.
What always happens to me is I'm trying to throw it straight, and somehow I still always manage to, like, cross it over to the left in front of me into the gutter.
Yeah.
You need to end with your thumb straight up in the air. That's the trick.
Oh.
As a kid who was in junior bowling league.
I never heard that.
Yeah. It's all about your approach. Thumb in the air.
So
you are shaking hands with a head pin.
Yeah. So you start with your palm down,
shaking hands
the ball,
with a head pin.
And then you shake.
Your palm down?
No, with your
palm up. Yeah.
Holding the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The holes are down, palm up.
And then you kind of roll it?
You pull it back, and then you release, and your hand is going like you're shaking hands with a head pin.
Interesting. Yeah,
Know the strat. Who knew that bowling straight was the hardest part about bowling?
It is.
Really good ones, though, if you ever watch it on TV, like it starts way on the right-hand side and then it split second, it works its way over.
Do you ever...
That's super good.
Do you want to slide? Like, I've always kind of wanted to do a slide move because, like, in the movies...
Your body or the ball?
My body. I want to kind of slide down the lane.
You're not. That's foul. You cross the foul line.
No,
you can't do
that. I wouldn't cross the line, but I would go sliding down that slick floor because it looks cool, you know?
The line's right where your foot is.
Yeah, I know.
You're not allowed to do that.
I wouldn't go across the line. I'm saying
there's not much room to slide.
I want to have a cool move where I go.
Have you ever played bowling on the Wii?
Yes, I've weed bowled.
I imagine, like, think about Claire bowling. The ball goes backwards and everyone just jumps up screaming.
That is a move I do a lot.
She throws it back and just lets it go.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And then she slides.
You have to, that happens a ton in a row, and then you have to get out of it. But yeah, it does happen. It happens a lot.
I think you would be more of like Twinkle Toes, like Fred Flintstone. And you tiptoe up to the line, and then you throw it.
No.
That's your move.
I like to have more of a ballet, like a...
But then end like a soccer player just made a goal. That's the slide move you're going for?
Yeah, more like a plié kind of thing.
Got it. Yeah. Why do you say plié to start? Ben and I would have known exactly what you're talking about.
I knew it.
Why didn't you lead with plié?
I should have. I want it to be very dancey.
Lovely.
I want my bowling to be very...
Well, congratulations on at least getting into double digits in bowling. That's Ben's photo. We have a ton to go through. Everywhere from carriage rides at the History Center in Cedar Rapids. We've got a lot of people are starting to decorate for the holidays.
It seemed to be the weekend to do that. It wasn't not just my my neighborhood doing that, apparently. We had a bunch of photos. Janelle did a little Christmas decorating this weekend. That looks so elegant. I love those deer.
Madeline, I don't know the rule when it comes to feeding cheese to your dog, but it looks like you went to Kelowna and it looks like you bought some cheese curds and it looks like now because of your dog, you need more cheese curds. I've got a warning that it's going to get a little messy in your house in about the next 48 hours, is it not?
It could.
I think
there's
potential. I love my dog too, Madeline, but maybe not so many cheese curds for that little dog. I'm feeling a little bad for him, and I'm really feeling bad for all the paper towels you're going to need very soon.
Did you also see Brittany's dog? She's sitting there working on stuff for a class she's got, and her dog, Blue, was asleep at her feet, but then starts having a crazy dream, so she grabs her phone, and she gets the dog as he's asleep. Thank you for capturing that on video, Brittany. That
I
was
love
hilarious.
Dog dreams where they're running.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Like what?
Catherine, Iowa Women's Wrestling. Nicole, somebody went to our big fundraiser, our Enchanted Castle at TCR, which was lovely.
So cute.
Somebody got a picture in an airplane. Did you see that?
How did you do that?
Went up in an airplane with a good friend.
Wow.
Very trusting.
Love that. They also had Orchestra Iowa's Home Alone concert. So Terry got a photo with her daughter that is so adorable.
That was one of many holiday events this weekend. Also, of course, Festival of Trees was running with the Gazette at Lyndale Mall and a ton of beautiful trees. I just happened to be at Deb's, which is the company that put up the Wizard of Oz tree.
That's the one that caught my eye too, Deb. That tree is absolutely gorgeous. If you had a hand in decorating that, hats off to you guys.
From bowling to anniversaries to enchanted castles to Christmas trees. Thanks for sharing. Put up more photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.